Thank you, John and Robin. Go back to Colossians chapter 1 with me now. Ask the Lord to enable me, to help me to feed His sheep. When the Lord was with His disciples by the fire after He arose, that's what He told Peter. If you love me, feed my sheep. That's the title, pastor, isn't it? Shepherd. And the principal job of a shepherd is to feed sheep, lead them beside the still waters, and make them lie down in the green pasture. Now, this book, God's Word, is the green pasture. I hope we can lie down and find some rest in it, the Word. God's Word is what we feed on. The title is Blessed Words, or The Blessed Gospel of the Truth of God's Word. The Blessed Word, Gospel, good news. Sometimes you'll hear somebody say, that sounds too good to be true. Well, this is too good, but it's true. It's good, Gospel. Good news. I jotted down, I went through here just reading it, and jotted down 24 words. Good words. Blessed word. Grace. One time years ago, we did a series of messages on gospel words from this Colossians. We did a message on each word. Grace. Peace. Faith. These are blessed words. Faith. Love. Hope. Truth, gospel, fruit, wisdom, understanding, walk, work, knowledge, strength, power, patience, long-suffering, joyfulness, thanks, inheritance, light, redemption, forgiveness. It's just the first chapter. Just the first chapter. Blessed words of the truth of the gospel. Let's begin, and we'll just, I don't know how far we'll get. We won't get through the whole chapter. But Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. This Colossians sounds a whole lot like Ephesians, doesn't it? He said, by the will of God. That's how he started out his book to the Ephesians, apostle by the will of God. And he went on to say that God works all things according to His will. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. So the will of God is a blessed thing, isn't it? Aren't you glad that God's will is being done? Right now, there are very few people that believe that. And this is our peace. This is our comfort. That whatever happens, it's the will of God. Whatever comes, whatever goes, whatever He gives, He gives it. It's His will. Whatever He takes away, it's His will. He worketh all things. Aren't you glad that God is working according to His will and purpose? Aren't you glad that man's will has no power? Aren't you glad? Blessed word, the will of God, by the will of God. And Timotheus, our brother. What a blessed word. Brother. It's a blessed thing to have siblings, to grow up with siblings, isn't it? Sophie and Isabella have each other, and that's a blessed, precious relationship, two sisters. Some of you have sisters, you're old now, and your sisters are saying, and you've been sisters all those years, and it's a blessed thing, isn't it? Something greater than that, though, is to have a brother or a sister in Christ. Some of you never had brothers and sisters. You're an only child. Boy, you got lots of nanas. And it's closer. It's closer than flesh and blood. Believe me. Don't believe me, believe Him. It truly is. Christ said, Who are my brethren? These are my brethren. I'm going to be with them forever. The saints. Saints. I'm looking at a bunch of saints. I don't see any halos. But I tell you what, the Lord, He sees a perfect man. He sees that image of Christ in you that you can't see in yourself. Can't see it, can you? You look in the mirror of God's Word, you can't see. You don't look at yourself and think, well, I'm sure saintly. No, no, no. You think, I've got a devil. That's what you think. That's not what God sees. And that's not what we see in each other, is it? We look at each other, and that's why we think, I'm the chief of sinners. We look at each other and think, they're a blessed saint. Saint means sanctified one. You're not sanctified or set apart or made a saint by that imposter that calls himself Holy Father over in Rome. You're sanctified, made a saint by the Heavenly Father, by the Spirit of God. And I cry to the saints and faithful brethren. Faithful. Faithful brethren. David once lamented in Psalm 12, and I've done this myself. Lord, help, Lord, the godly faileth and the faithful fail from among the children of men. Some faithful brethren, some for a long time, fail you. But by God's grace, some don't. Some remain faithful. Faithful friends, faithful to the gospel, faithful to His cause. And I'm looking at them. Many of them. Faithful brethren. In Christ. Aren't those blessed words? In Christ. Just like Noah was found, he and his family was in that ark. That's what that means. To be in Christ. That's what Paul said in Philippians. Oh, I want to be found in Christ in that day. Don't you? In Christ. Just like Moses was in the Lord put him in the cleft of that rock. That's where I want to be, don't you? Crucified with Christ. In Christ, which are at Colossae or Rocky Mount. Verse 2. Grace. Grace be unto you. What grace? All grace. The God of all grace. Grace be unto you. And peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Sound like one word, doesn't it? Grace and peace. He signs all of his letters that way. Begin that way and end that way. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. There's a brother in a church in Kingsport who loves the sound of those words so much, he named his daughter Grayson. Grayson. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace. What grace? All grace. God of all grace. Electing grace. Saving grace. Keeping grace. Restraining grace. Redeeming grace. Forgiving grace. Inheriting grace. Sealing grace. Like Ephesians 1. Grace. You ever get tired of hearing that word? It means a gift. Gifts. Grace. Peace. Peace with God. How? And he said by the blood of his cross. Verse 20. Christ made peace through the blood of his cross. Aren't you glad we don't have to make our peace with God? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad Christ did it for us? God ought to be angry with me all the time. And maybe sometimes he is. I know he is. But Christ made peace. Peace. From God our Father. Father. God. Stop at each word. Blessed word. God. Brethren, our God is God. He's not trying to be God. He is God. Reigning. Thy God reigneth. He reigneth over us. Father. Today is Father's Day, isn't it? Huh? Well, some of us don't have a father living right now to whom we honor on this day, do we? Yes, you do. In fact, every Lord's Day is Father's Day. Isn't it? That's whom we honor. father. I had a good father. Some of you had a good father, didn't you? A great father. You were thankful that he was your father, weren't you? Good father. Oh, if God is our father. I wish I could get this. Wish the Lord would put this in my head and my heart. That God is my father. I'm so fearful. I'm so afraid that he's going to cast me out. God's not a man. And our God is our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Don't, what? That goes all together, the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Cody Groover, right? Oh, didn't you love that man? Still do. When he referred to Christ, it was always the Lord Jesus Christ. Like one word. The Lord Jesus Christ. That's his name. That's his title. That's his person. That's his work. That's who he is. That's what he did. So he did it for Lord. God made him Lord. Made him our Lord. Aren't you glad? Jesus, Savior. He came to save his people from the sin. And he did it. And saved means saved. You saying, preacher, once in grace, always in grace? Yes. That's precisely what I'm saying. Once in Christ, his grace, saved by him. He shall not fail, Scripture said, or even be discouraged. He shall save his people from their sin. And he did. That's his name. If he came to save me and couldn't, he's not Jesus. But his name is Jesus, Savior. Christ, covenant head, second Adam, Messiah, prophet, priest, king, mediator, high priest, Christ. What a blessed word. The Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Give thanks. We give thanks. Oh, what an unthankful, unholy world we live in right now. That's what 2 Timothy 3 says. In the last days, unthankful, unholy. Unthankful. God's name's on people's lips, but it's just a curse with. Not give thanks. But God. Save the people. To save them from cursing and bitterness. Whose mouths were filled with poison. And put thanks in their mouth. And praise in their hearts. Do you not love to sing these songs of praise and thanksgiving? Do you not love to give thanks? We give thanks. We give thanks. Godspeed. To God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and love which you have to all the saints. Praying. Prayer. Prayer. What a blessed thing. What a blessed privilege. What a wonderful thing. Prayer. He said, praying always, in all things, in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. It's just been the last several years that I realized, I need to pray over everything. Doesn't matter how small it is. But you can. Can your children come and talk to you about anything? Can they? You urge them to. You want them to, don't you? They should do so. Especially if they're little children. They should. Well, how much more? In everything. And I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to say this now. I've prayed over some things that you'd think were just so insignificant. But at the time, I needed help. I needed, Brother Stephen can enter into this. I've been finally working on something and be in an awkward position, like under a car or whatever, and drop a bolt. And it's always, Steve, it's always just out of your region. That ain't Murphy's Law. It's God's will. Why? Well, now, Lord, and I've done things. I've lost things. I've been doing things. I think, I can't do this. I can't get it done. I'm going to fail. I've got to do this. Help me. You know what? He has. Why do we pray about everything? Because when that whatever you prayed for came to pass, you'll give God all the glory for it. Don't go around telling everybody you're praying that. Don't do that. No. But we can and should about everything. Whereas if we don't ask for things, if we don't pray and it happens, we'll attribute it to chance or luck or our own whatever. Everything. And then when you get the thing or receive it or even don't, you'll give God the glory. We give thanks. Now here's what he thanks God for. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. We thank God for faith, hope, and love. These three things. Thank God that you believe. Oh, he says that over and over again. That Second Thessalonians 2. Oh, we're bound to thank God. Second Thessalonians 1. First Thessalonians 2. We're bound to give thanks to God that you've received the word as it is in truth, the word of God, not the words of men. You're sitting here listening to me read this book and declare it, and you know, you believe with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul that this is God's word. There's no doubt in your mind. None whatsoever. Is it? Is it? No. Nobody can convince me otherwise. I believe with all my heart that that's not the words of Paul. This is God's word. I believe Jesus Christ. Don't you? I do. I really do, John. I believe everything he said. And I don't hardly believe anything anybody else says. But I do. Don't you? That's a miracle. It was a time when I was a skeptic. I was an agnostic. I was a scoffer. I was a scorner. I was an unbeliever. Just like my brother sitting over here tonight. I was just like him.
But now I believe with all my heart.
Why? I did not one day say, well, I think I'll change my mind. No. God. Faith is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's according to the working of His mighty power. God one day said to this proud rebel, believe! And I did. Love it! Hate what you once loved and love what you once hated. And I do. That's the only way I can give an account. Myself. Grace. Sovereign, electing, saving, revealing grace. Faith, hope. Oh, is that not a blessed word right now? You know what this world is hoping for? A cure for this disease. That's all they're hoping for. That's all they're hoping for. Hoping somebody will find a cure for this disease so we can go on sinning and living life like we used to. What's our hope? It's in Christ. Christ is our hope. In hope of eternal life. This is what we're hoping for. We, God's people, really want this whole thing to be over with. We want Christ to come back. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hope. Our hope is in Him. Oh, and if you have a hope that's built on nothing less than Jesus Christ's blood and His righteousness, oh, you've got a good hope. It's a sure hope, Paul said, through grace, through Him. Is that your hope? I ask people that all the time. What's your hope of eternal life? Whatever comes out of, whatever's in the heart, come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart. And if your hope is in Christ, if you can say from the bottom of your heart, and the first thing that comes to your mind is Christ, You've got a good hope. You've got a great hope. You've got a sure hope. And the only reason it's called hope is because it hadn't been realized yet. But it's just as sure as God is. Our hope is a person. And Hebrews says our hope is within the veil right now, seated. That's our hope. It's entered in within the veil. And His name is Jesus Christ. Our hope. Faith, hope, and love. Love to the saints. Love to all the saints. He said down in verse 8 that Epaphras declared your love in the Spirit. Love to the saints. Oh my. Don't you love to gather with the saints at the river? Anything you'd rather be doing with anybody else? I'm just not comfortable with. I have no companions and nobody in this world I want to be with but you. Love. And this is how you know. Love. And some of us are so different. Some of us are so different. Most of y'all are so strange. You know, that's why we all come, I'm a Mahan, you're an Anderson, or you're a Sheasley. Sheasley, you're strange people. Not like us. That's what he thinks about me. We're all just a bunch of sinners, saved by grace. Bunch of nobodies. That's all I am, a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who saves anybody. Oh, love to one another. Read on. He says, whereof you heard this faith, hope, and love, which is the gospel, Christ. You heard it before in the word of the truth of the gospel. You heard it. It says down in verse 6, it's come unto you as in all the world brings forth fruit as in the day since you first heard of it. Knew the grace of God in truth, true grace of God. You heard it. Hearing, heard. What a blessed word. Do you love to hear the gospel preached? We love to read God's word. Do you love to hear it preached? Some of you, I know you do. You listen to messages all the time. And you come back and listen to this fellow. Same voice, same message, same book, all the time for 30, 40, 50 years. Now, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. You heard. See, the hearing ear, here we go again, Cody's text. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord even have made even both of them. There was a time when the last thing I wanted to do on earth was to sit in a pew and hear my dad preach a good preach. And now, it's the highlight of my life. I order my life around it. You heard. Didn't Paul say, oh, how shall they hear without a preacher? The world calls it foolishness. The world calls this foolishness. But oh, those who are being saved, it's Christ, the preaching of the gospel is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And a blessed, blessed thing to come and sit and hear God's word preached. Didn't. There was a day when I couldn't hear, but then one day I could. And I did. And I do. And I want to. How about you? Heard. I'm losing my physical hearing. I've got hearing aids, but I don't wear them. But you got yours in, Mom. Nancy got yours in. Don't blame me, because unless you try them, I hate them. I'll never lose my hearing for this. In fact, it's getting keener. The older you get, the keener your hearing, that is, your heart, for God's Word. You'll tune out everything and everyone but Him. That's the way it ought to be. Because everything and everyone will give you nothing. The opposite of peace, the opposite of hope, the opposite of faith, fear. But if you hear His word, those things are out the window. Go out and sit. What about it there? His word. It's come unto you and bears fruit. Fruit. If you just turn back a few pages to Galatians 5, it says what the fruit is. Fruit of the Spirit. It says love. You already looked at that. Joy. Do you enjoy then? Three things that Paul said make up a true believer. They worship God in spirit. God's people come here to worship Him. Isn't that what you do? I know you do, because that's all we do here. That's all we do. We don't have entertainment. Do we? We don't have a choir. We don't have a big band. We don't have all this stuff. What do we have? One thing. We worship God in the Spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Do you enjoy hearing Christ preach the gospel prayer? I know you do. You keep coming. And no confidence in the flesh. Not your own. Have none. I have no confidence in myself. Do you have any confidence in yourself? Any whatsoever? Zero? Good. You must be a child of God. Is your salvation dependent on anybody or anything other than Jesus Christ? Good. You must be a son of God. Galatians 5. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You know, we're still here together. We're getting to know each other pretty well. We still love each other. Long-suffering. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, what a good thing. Fruit. Don't you love fruit? Read on in our text. Let me close. It says, you learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, verse 7. There's been some dear fellow servants come here and preach, haven't there? There was one here last week, young man, like young Timothy. We've had some dear, dear fellow servants named Henry, named Scott, named Cody, named Walter, Marvin. Dear fellow servants. Servants of what? Christ. Preaching the gospel. Faithful ministers of Christ. That's how you know them. That's who they preach. And they declared unto us your love of the Spirit. And brothers and sisters, I wish you could hear the comments by various ones about you. All the brethren know this church well, and each one of you individually, and they declare unto me what a blessing you are to them. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire. This is my heart's desire and prayer to God for you, is that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What is His will? Is it that you know Jesus Christ? Number one, His will, that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. His will. And even your sanctification. Verse 10 says that you might walk worthy of the Lord. In wisdom, wisely. In other words, here it is. The will of God is that you know Christ, believe Him, trust Christ, and be like Him. Is that what you want? Don't you want to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's it. Have no great desire to be rich in this world, famous, but you do want to be rich in faith, don't you? Rich in peace, rich in comfort. Is that your desire? It's of God. And that it says in verse 10, being fruitful in every, and I got to get down to this one verse I want you to look at. Strengthen, verse 11, with all might, according to His glorious power. Say, I'm so weak. Well, you're still here. In spite of all the things that have happened. Huh? Read on. Strengthen. Unto all patience, this is my prayer, that we might patiently wait on the Lord, long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, verse 12, who's made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. God has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Did a whole message on that line right there. What is it that makes you fit to be in heaven? Well, the righteousness of Christ. Okay, the righteousness of Christ, that wedding garment that He made and put upon you. And it's this new creature, this new heart, this new mind, this new, old things pass away and old things become new, a new creature, alright? And that creature is known by the things that it enjoys and the thing that it does. This new creature loves the things of God, the Word of God, the people of God, the Christ of God, the truth of God, the gospel of God, the Word of God, the songs of God, the songs of Zion, the singing. These things, what we're doing right here, that's what this new creature loves. The old man doesn't. The new man does. Let me ask you this. What if you thought that all we're going to do in glory is to hear Christ preach and sing? and praise and one big worship service forever. That's it. That's it. Does that appeal to you? Well, see, if it appeals to you now, you've been made meet. You're being made fit for heaven. Those that don't love that now, heaven will be a hell to them. Don't want to go there. Those that don't love the preaching the gospel now, sure don't want to be there then. Those that don't sing the songs of Zion now, sure don't want to be there then. Because that's all that's going on. Really, preacher? You've read it. They say day and night, Revelation, day and night. Because there's no night. Blessing and honor and power and strength and wisdom unto Him, unto the Lamb. That's what they're doing. And I have no doubt there's one preacher, John. Christ Himself. Will we ever get tired of hearing him preach? The disciples didn't. One time He preached on the road to Emmaus, starting in Genesis, went all the way through Malachi. And they said, don't stop. Don't stop. My heart's burning. That's what it means to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, who's delivered us from the power of darkness. I want to get to one word. He delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We already have been translated. We already have been. We truly have. Brought from darkness to life, death to life. But someday we're going to be like Enoch. Someday, for us, it's going to be just like Enoch. We're going to, whatever, we're going to walk and all of a sudden we're going to wake up in glory. Really. You're not even going to taste of death. Mm-mm. Death's not going to be death to you. It's going to be like waking up. The most refreshing thing that ever happened to you. The most wonderful thing that ever happened to you. It's better than birth. When that child comes out of the womb, whoa, look at this. It's better than that. Death. Isn't that what the scripture said? All right. In whom we have redemption. Redemption. He has redeemed this worthless life of mine. One way, through His blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. That's the word I want to get to. Forgiveness. That's a blessed word. And what God means by forgiveness is just that. It means forgotten. There's no forgiveness if you haven't forgotten. It's not forgiveness if you haven't forgotten. If you ever bring it up again, you didn't forgive them. We're not very good at forgiving, are we? God is. He said, the sins and iniquity of Israel shall not be remembered or come to mind. But Lord, my sin. What sin? I'll give you an illustration. One time I got to feeling real guilty and ashamed of my sins of my youth. David prayed that, didn't he? In the Psalms, he said, remember not the sins of my youth. Wouldn't you like to wipe out some of your youth? All of it. That I was feeling real ashamed. And I think Mom was in the hospital at the time. I thought she's going to die. And I've got to make a confession. And I went to her. And I said, Mom, forgive me. And crying. And she said, when I was, you know, and I kind of confessing what, and she looked at me like, I don't remember that happening. And it was against her. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? But I did. I don't remember. That's love. Love covereth. If it's covered, what's that mean? It's covered. You don't uncover it. Hatred uncovereth. Love covereth. Well, that's God's name. Love covereth. I'll never bring it back up again. Forgiveness. Isn't forgiveness a wonderful thing? But if you're guilty, it's about the most blessed word you'll ever hear. I forgive you. That woman is about to be stoned at Christ's feet. He said, your sins are forgiven you. She went out of there just high off the ground. And nothing and no one else mattered from that day forward. My sins are gone. Whew. All right. Wonderful words of life. Come on, Robin, you can play it. You can do this. Hymn number 34. Wonderful words of life. Sing them over and over again. 234. Let's stand. 234.